This is the She Blows It podcast, and I'm your host, Carla. And on this show, we magnify overlooked principles designed to distract us from the reality of life and living. Every episode will further expand the concept of putting two and two together to equal four. Stay tuned. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Isolation is often misunderstood and almost always associated with a sign of mental illness, and now associated with COVID. We tend to overlook the idea of isolation or distance as being a path towards self-preservation, to setting boundaries, and to self-discovery. On this episode of the She Blows It podcast, A Fabulous Isolation, let's translate what may appear foreign to others in a language that's understood. On this episode, we'll dive in on why we isolate or distance ourselves from people, jobs, projects, and even products that we use, through real life examples on how this is actually beneficial to most, although it's a sign of mental illness to others. Here are some reasons why we isolate and the principles behind why we isolate. We isolate, one, because we need to set boundaries. You've all heard of that saying, everyone does not deserve access to you, and that is truly accurate. Family, friends, colleagues, all of the above. Another reason we isolate, which also goes hand in hand with setting boundaries, is self-preservation. Self-preservation in a sense of doing what's best for you and your well-being without the concern for the opinion of others. And also for self-discovery, to realize what it is that we're really destined to do and understanding what's more important for us to be doing as opposed to what other people think we should be doing. When it comes to isolation as a result of setting boundaries with family, friends, or colleagues, this is mistaken as the other party believing that they may have contributed to some type of issue in the relationship, when in fact that typically is not the case. Isolation when setting boundaries with family, friends, and colleagues can be due to various reasons. And I want to use two examples. I want to use Dave Chappelle as an example. Dave Chappelle, first of all, is a millionaire, right? And for him to get on the Gayle King show in 2017 to say that he was in a very successful place, which I quote, and I'll attach my sources. This is from Cheat Sheet, Showbiz Cheat Sheet, and then they also have the link to the CBS News piece with Gayle King, which I'll also attach. But in 2017, he said he was in a very successful place and that the emotional content of it and being in, you know, his career and of comedy, it didn't feel anything, and I'm quoting this, it didn't feel anything like what I imagined success should feel like. It just didn't feel right. And, you know, he stated that his piece mattered more than money. That is really deep. At certain points, we need to isolate ourselves from family, friends, and colleagues as a means to, which goes hand in hand with self-discovery, to discover what is best for us. There was also another article where Dave Chappelle stated that, you know, he wanted to spend more time with his children, which brings me to another example. Cameron Diaz, y'all are familiar with her. She played, you know, one of Charlie's Angels in the Charlie's Angels movie. And she also quit her acting career, or let's say isolated from her acting career, because she said that she would go back. She's not saying that she quit, but she needed to disconnect and isolate herself from that due to stating that, and I quote, "Management is me as a human being," saying that that didn't exist and that Cameron is a machine. When she's being managed in a showbiz, Cameron is a machine and not viewed as a human being. She's expected to perform. She's expected to put on the act. She's expected to put on, you know, her media face and the face that everyone wants to see, while at the same time, she can't even tap in to who Cameron is, to who she is. So through that period of isolation, she stated that she, you know, got married, which is something that she wouldn't have been able to do if she was so sucked in and swarmed into showbiz. She was able to get married. And what she quoted, she also said, "You also don't have time to figure things out." And within her hiatus, in the showbiz, she's launched an organic wine line. So not only has she launched an organic wine line, but she also stated that she appreciates the time that she gets to raise her children, spend with her children, and to also spend time with her partner. So isolation is overlooked in that sense, to where it's not being viewed in a negative connotation. It's not being viewed as it being a mental illness, but it's overlooked as a principle of setting boundaries, and not only setting boundaries with family, friends, and colleagues, but with yourself, so that you understand when you need to fall back, and understanding what is more important for you to be doing rather than what other people believe that you should be doing at any given period in time. We talk about energy a lot, and before I move on to the next piece of this conversation, I wanted to go back to Cameron Diaz and a quote that she said. When she talked about quitting her acting gigs in 2018 because she needed time to take care of herself, she also stated that, quote, "There's a lot of energy coming at you at all times." I asked a few people, what would be the reasons that you would isolate yourself to set a boundary? The most common answer that I got was A, for peace, and B, to separate the self from different energies, because different energies get heavy and impede upon your ability to set boundaries. It impedes upon your ability to self-discover, you know? It impedes upon, you know, your ability to self-preserve. So think about that. When we talk about self-preservation, it's doing what's best for your well-being without concern for the opinion of others. And it is deeper, and it goes way deeper than external appearances. Remember when Alicia Keys isolated from the beauty industry for a while and she decided that she wasn't going to wear makeup? Everybody like had something to say about it. It was like people thought she was weird for that. When in reality, Alicia Keys has had acne. She stated in a video, which is going to be linked here, that her acne was so bad that when you would see her going through the airports, or when you would see her wearing her hat down, that like that wasn't really a fashion statement. That was her trying to hide her acne. So people were dragging her without even knowing that, okay, I'm very insecure about my skin without this makeup. And she also stated that she swayed away from makeup because she was so dependent on it for it to make her beautiful, which makes sense if she was insecure about her acne. Alicia Keys has done proactive commercials and has stated in videos and on the proactive videos on YouTube that proactive is in her suitcase. Like, she uses proactive and it's good for her skin. And while she was in that period of isolation from the product, she was able to create and collaborate with whomever, a dermatologist, I'm not, whoever she collaborated with, but to start her own skin line that won't break her out and cause any abrasiveness to her skin. So that period of isolation was necessary not only for her to repair her skin, but she also needed that to remind herself that internally, I can do this, I can fix this, and I can make myself more confident on the inside. And then that would radiate on the outside. It may be overlooked, but people actually do take the time to isolate from the world, from people, places, things, in order for self-discovery to take place, to realize what we are really destined to do, what's more important for us to be doing, as opposed to what other people think we should be doing. I keep saying that, I know it's for a reason. For example, when Rihanna isolated from the music industry, she isolated from the music industry, obviously, for a reason. And she did that in order to cultivate and create Fenty Beauty, which was something that she was absolutely passionate about. Her makeup line, her beauty line, I mean, it shines through. You can tell that that is something that she's very passionate about. And again, like, it just made me cringe to see the pressure from people on social media, like, hey, Rihanna, when you gonna come out with new music? Or when are you gonna come out with a new album? Like, I could just imagine the level of anxiety that that created, because it's like, okay, I'm over here trying to focus on something completely different. I'm trying to focus on my beauty line. I'm trying to focus on getting my ducks in a row with what it really is that I want to do. But then everybody's in the background, all this background noise of, oh, well, you should be doing music. No, good for you, Rihanna. Good for you to focus on your makeup line, because when you do what people want you to do, it's almost not, it's disingenuous, and you're not going to put your all into it because it's not really something that you really want to do. So kudos to Rihanna for pulling a Houdini on the music world. The music world probably needed it. And again, just like Cameron Diaz, just like Dave Chappelle, just like all of the examples that I used, they didn't say that they were gone forever. They said that they took a break. They isolated and took a break for a reason, whether that be to find themselves, to spend time with their family and appreciate family values, or to really explore their true craft and what it really is that they want to be doing with themselves. Now, I promised y'all that I would circle back around to the topic of self-preservation and how self-preservation is often misconstrued as self-care. Self-care has become a capitalistic-driven market, which is different from self-preservation. Audre Lorde said, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence, it is self-preservation." Now, we can all get on camera and show and tell people how much we really love ourselves as we showcase external beauty. But what exactly is inside? That's the question. Self-preservation is an everyday practice, whereas self-care is marketed and presented as being conditional and contingent upon circumstances where we may need to regroup or where we may need to forget the troubles of the world for a moment. But eventually they come back to the forefront, and then what? Then what do you do? And to Lord's point in her essay in, you know, 1988, the essay is entitled A Burst of Light. We see this in 2022. And I'm not throwing shade, like with the influencers, the Grammys, and the public figures using materialistic things to present it as a fix-all solution for every internal problem, when in reality, you know, the external doesn't necessarily fix what's going on the internal. I mean, this putting a mask on, yes, it may be rejuvenating. Yes, it may be life-changing for a moment and we feel our pores tingle. Yes, that yoni steam may be the bomb, but does that really strengthen our self-preservation? Because when you have brewing internal conflict, instant gratification wears off very soon. And the real conflict rears its ugly head back out, sometimes in a very unpleasant way. So ask yourself, are you indulging in self-preservation, preserving of yourself, taking care of your mind, taking care of your body, taking care of your soul in ways that are conducive to you and not in the way that other people present them to you and tell you that they should have to do, or tell you the way in which you should do them, or tell you the way in which you should do you, or tell you the way in which you should take care of yourself when you take that journey of self-discovery and you set boundaries, you eventually get to a point of self-preservation. I'm just saying. Y'all let me know. So we just went through a multitude. I guess I'm exaggerating. We just went through a couple examples, real life examples of a fabulous isolation and why isolating yourself from the world and from people, from projects, etc., is necessary for self-preservation, for setting boundaries, and for self-discovery. We talked about Alicia Keys and how she isolated from the makeup world because she was too dependent on makeup to make her beautiful. We talked about Cameron Diaz quitting her acting gig in 2018 because she said that, quote, there's a lot of energy coming at you at all times. And she mentioned that she's not saying that she's not going to return, but she just needs some time away, which we all do. And then we also talked about Rihanna stepping away from the music industry to focus on Fenty Beauty line, which is blowing up, as you all can see. And then I also threw in Dave Chappelle and how he stepped away from the industry because he knew his worth. He knew his worth and he wanted his inner peace. We talked about that. But I also want to make a correlation before we wrap this up. I'm almost done here. Now, we talked about Dave Chappelle. When I think about Dave Chappelle, I want to make a comparison to Richard Pryor. Now, y'all know who Richard Pryor is. And if you're too young to know who Richard Pryor is, then Google him. But for those of you who know Richard Pryor was a comedian from way, way back in the day. But he did plenty of stand-ups and he talked about the black culture in such a way where he personified it on stage. I read an article, and this article was on the New York Times. Here it is. I pulled it up. It was the New York Times. And Richard Pryor also went into a hiatus. And when he went to the motherland in Africa, that was when he realized. Now, Dave Chappelle also had a revelation when he went to the motherland, and it seems like they both have something in common, Dave Chappelle and Richard Pryor, that when they went to the motherland, that completely changed their perspective on American ideals, and it also gave them time for self-discovery, self-reflection, and realizing that it is most important to do what's best for them as opposed to putting on that face and that character that everyone wants to see. Because at the end of the day, the face and character that everyone wants to see, those people are not going to, provide you with the mental stability that you need. Only you can provide you with that. They're not going to provide you with those revelations. Only you can provide yourself with those revelations. So Richard Pryor went to Africa and realized that he embarrassed himself on stage. He basically condemned his own self and he made a mockery of his own self. And he said, and I quote, "To this day, I wish I never said the N-word. I felt its lameness. It was misunderstood by people. They didn't get what I was talking about. Neither did I." That's deep. Words matter, words have meaning. And when you're saying things and you don't know why you're talking about it and you don't know why you're saying it, which in a sense, I believe he did know why he was saying it. Because when you look at the comedy from a different aspect, it's him again personifying his experiences. But once you expose that and you start to research and you sit back and you isolate and you just take a moment of silence and reflection for yourself, you realize that all of that stuff is not bringing you peace or happiness. And these people are millionaires. They're millionaires. And their craft that brought them to fame is not making them happy. And that is why what they did is considered a fabulous isolation. If you're still listening at this point, this episode is brought to you in part and sponsored by Liberated, a brand guiding you toward an enlightened path to Zen, where you can find the sages, the incense, the crystals, and all of that. If you're into that, along with a collection of candles, to allow for a viable autonomy. I don't know where I came up with that word. It just sounded like something to say, so I decided to say it. Hashtag she blows it. You won't want to miss next week's episode, so make sure that you go and check out the She Blows It podcast Instagram page at She Blows It underscore pod on Instagram to get some previews on next week's episode. And before we wrap up, when we talk about self-preservation, the key word there is self. And if you haven't taken anything away from this episode, I want all of you to take the information in, use the downfalls, use examples from other people, let it sink in for a while as your own anchor for self-exploration and journey through preservation of self. We typically are shunned for taking time for ourselves, and that's a no-no. Like, I get it. We all have our own opinion and we all have our perspectives in which we are entitled to. And I recommend all of my loyal listeners, and just even if you're not a loyal listener, anyone, to cultivate and tap into self-preservation and push out the noise of the media telling you what you should be doing to make you feel good, what you should be doing to make yourself successful, what steps you need to follow. Break up with those ideas, wake up to your own ideas. And besides, your own ideas may be way more efficient than any recommendation elsewhere. I'm just saying, let's tap more in to self and let's normalize self-preservation. Let's normalize less self-indulgence and materialistic things to practice self-care. Let's normalize digging deeper internally, whether it be through staying hydrated, having appropriate nutrition, which fuels your brain, being aware of what you're feeding your mind through TV media and how that impacts your emotions and thoughts, along with examining the deeper and true purpose of yourself to differentiate whether you are being true or not to yourself and others. And even if you aren't being true to others, if you aren't being true to others, you're not hurting anyone aside from yourself. The moral of the story is it's not always a bad idea to isolate. It's actually quite fabulous, and clearly I'm not the only one who believes so. Thank you for tuning into the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, and we will talk next time.